Wednesday, September 10th, Adam Scott now on the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast. Jacob DeGrom, Drew Smyly, prospects that are hitting, players who are getting shut down, week 25 help. We've got it all right now on CBSSports.com.
We've got it all.
What's that?
UHF.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to tell me the rest of the song.
How do you know that movie? I would not take you for a UHF guy.
That's Weird Al. I mean,
I have Weird Al.
Come on. You know about it? You've heard about it?
Sure.
It's pretty funny. I don't know that'd be funny now for a first timer.
You know, it's all right.
Here's your quote of the day. Who said this? Quote, "I think baseball is just a stupid game. It's just one of those things where last night I didn't even come close to touching anything. Four punches. Tonight I was able to get the most hits in my career in one game. You just try to turn the page, try to forget it."
Sounds like Josh Donaldson.
I don't know. Just somebody with a bad night.
Well, he just had a good night. Two nights ago. He said last night, but he meant two nights ago.
Okay, that's why I found this very confusing.
Yeah.
But I have no clue.
It's Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Nice work. Five hits.
Thank you.
Baseball is just a stupid game, according to Josh Donaldson. I disagree. Love baseball.
He should reconsider his career choice then.
Yeah. I know, right?
Who's the one who doesn't like watching baseball? Anthony Rendon.
Uh-huh.
They're my top two third basemen for next year. What do you know?
How about that? Let's go to some standouts. A lot to talk about in the bullpens. Drew Smyly shut down. I just want to go through a lot of guys who pitched last night and see how much you trust them next week, but also the two-star pitchers to pick up as well. So who stood out to you guys on good old Tuesday night?
Well, I mean, there's some obvious things like Yusmeiro Petit and Jacob deGrom, but I want to go a little less obvious and talk about Chris Tillman because I finally started to come around on the guy.
Oh, good.
But. the reason that I've started to think, okay, maybe he is a guy that you can start at least maybe as often as you don't, maybe more, is because he's got, I think he's got some, yeah, Scott just gestured. And
Scott just did a fist pump.
Oh, yeah, because I saw Wei-Yin Chen had a brilliant start.
Yeah, oh,
today.
And he started him. Yeah, no hitter going.
That's important for me in the score sheet league. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Okay, hey.
It was a silent celebration so that it wouldn't interrupt the podcast.
I thought you were happy about Al liking Chris Tillman.
Me too.
Yeah, no, but you were.
Another Orioles pitcher I was happy about.
Sure.
It's a smooth segue. So anyways, Tillman wasn't very efficient last night. 108 pitches in five innings. But I do expect better efficiency going forward because that's the one way that he's really stood out during this hot streak.
So he's got two starts next week, as far as I can tell, unless they're on a six-man rotation. And those two starts would be Toronto and Boston at home.
Well, hang on a sec, because I thought they did not have a two-star pitcher. I could be totally wrong.
Well, then, yeah. But they don't have five games next week.
No. Let me just look into this real quick.
Right. He's not in the tool as a two-star pitcher.
Oh, I think the deal is they do need a sixth starter next week because of the way that everybody lined up.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what doubleheader with the Yankees, that's why.
Gotcha.
And they're actually not, at least as of right now, they're not bringing up a 26th man to be a starter in that.
Okay.
Hence the need for a spot starter next week.
So it looks like it could just be a one start week for him.
Yeah. But do watch out for that.
Good to know. Jacob deGrom, how good has he been? Last three starts, no earned runs in 21 innings. 12 hits, 4 walks, 20 strikeouts.
DeGrom is the bomb. It's true, though.
It's pretty true.
Yeah.
He's degrowing right before our eyes.
See, Scott's pun made sense.
But must start.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be an innings concern for him at some point here. I could look that up. Haven't looked into it yet, but I think for the most part, he basically is a must-start.
I agree.
Yeah, okay then. That's well said. Yusmeiro Petit, complete game, four-hitter, one run, no walks, 9 strikeouts against the Diamondbacks. Has the Dodgers this weekend and then at San Diego next week.
And going into next week for the whole rest of the season, because, there's 2 weeks left, he is a must-start. Because he faces the Padres, and then he faces the Padres.
That's it? He only gets two more?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
No more two-star weeks for Petit, but after the Dodgers, two excellent matchups.
All right, so DeGrom's about 20 innings more than he had in the minors last year. which isn't, you know, 30 to 40 is pretty typical. So how many starts would he have left? Three or four, two or three, right?
I think, yeah, probably two.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, maybe shut down the last week.
Yeah. Well, Jacob DeGrom is very good.
Assuming the Mets get eliminated.
And Drew Storen, I mean, if you're having closer troubles right now, Drew Storen could be a good option, 21% owned. And for all this talk of bullpen by committee, three straight days, three straight saves for Drew Storen.
Yep.
How about that?
He's probably not going to close today, but I think he's earned his stripes, so to speak, and is the number one guy in that committee by leaps and bounds.
Would you drop K-Rod for Storen?
Nah.
Can't see myself doing that.
Why? K-Rod's been terrible.
I know he's bad, but I don't know that Storen's going to be doing this a week from now. That is, by doing this, I mean getting opportunities to close.
Yeah, yeah. Actually.
Would you drop K-Rod for Mujica?
I would consider that, yeah.
I don't think I would. I'm sorry, Adam. I just think K-Rod's earned his stripes, so to speak.
Tell Scott he's gots to win.
Scott, you've gots to win.
I know I gots to win.
Keep rolling with K-Rod.
Well,
you're going to lose, sucker.
You know what? I don't actually have K-Rod, which may be influencing my opinion here, but I know in a league I dropped Steve Cishek a couple weeks ago because he looked like he was falling apart, and then out of desperation I had to pick him up and start him this week, and it's gone fine for me so far. He has, I think, two saves for me already.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the sample for relief pitchers is so small that sometimes we can make too much of a rough patch.
Well, that's fair. Six appearances for K-Rod, six earned runs, and five homers, and that's really concerning.
Yeah.
I've been starting him in our magazine Roto League, where, Scott, I think you've surpassed me, or we're neck and neck. I'll probably sit K-Rod in that league.
I wish I could just pull away in that league so I didn't have to keep making roster moves. I just want to retire.
You lazy bones. Your bones are lazy.
I mean, I have like a 10-point lead with 2 weeks left. If I lose, I'm going to be really mad. Letting you guys know.
Adam, I think the league is ending 2 weeks early.
Oh, just so everyone knows, we're going to have our first Listener One podcast league this year. The regular old podcast league. Currently getting my butt handed to me. And the podcast Rejects League is going to eliminate me and Herc this week as well. So, listeners, hurrah. Good job, everybody.
Huzzah, you might even say.
Huzzah, yeah.
Yeah.
And more bullpen stuff. Aaron Sanchez, they talked about him and Jansen splitting save chances. Aaron Sanchez pitched the eighth yesterday in what at the time was a two-run game. Josh Fields got a save for Houston, his fourth. He also got the save Sunday. Do you think he's the Astros closer?
Sure looks like it. Quals had not been good. So, I mean, I think probably. I also think it doesn't matter a whole lot.
Josh Fields forever.
I was thinking it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, we're on the same page.
See, this is where the REM obsession kicks in, because I was thinking west of the fields. And he's from Athens.
Oh, well, REM, Beatles, same thing, right?
Yeah.
And Henry Mejia came on for a save yesterday, gave up two hits. And he got yanked, and then Jairus Familia came in and got the save for the Mets. Any other standouts? Scott, you haven't done any standouts yet.
I know. That's because the dog gave my homework.
Oh, that's fine.
I left my notes at home.
Don't worry.
No pad.
Yeah, I know. I had notes. I have notes every day, but I left them at home. What can you do?
You want to borrow?
Redo all the work from this morning, Adam? That seems highly inefficient.
That's not happening.
Yeah. Do you want to borrow my Jacoby Ellsbury?
Sure.
Oh, what is he at, 14 or 15 now?
15.
I remember that was the number I kept throwing out to you guys.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up.
That was the number. But you know what's interesting about that? I was looking at this the other day thinking, oh, man, he's going to make 15 after that slow start, and we're all going to be right. But more of them have come on the road. it really hasn't had much to do with Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And,
yeah.
And it's, you know, he's got such a nice swing, and it never made sense that he hit so few home runs other than that one year. So he's having a great season. And I don't know. Do you think he's justified a first-round pick?
I'm starting to change my mind about that towards the negative. And it's really not to do with him. he's scored 68 runs this year.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and I mean, he'll probably rebound from that, but I think this is probably the worst lineup he's hit in a while.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, because I drafted him first in one league, one roto league, where I just, you know, ended up in a bad spot in the draft. And I regretted it. I mean, it hasn't gone as I hoped. And when I came up, this was a column from probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now. I came up with the first two rounds for next year's draft. He wasn't even in the first two rounds, much less round one. He didn't miss by much, but I can come up with 24 players I'd rather have next year than Ellsbury.
Yeah, I don't know. How you feel about that? Top 24?
Top 24, but just not first round, I don't think.
Well, let me name off some players who did make it for me.
Go for it.
Adam Jones. Did you take him over Ellsbury?
Absolutely, yeah.
Would you take Anthony Rendon over Ellsbury?
Sure.
Josh Donaldson.
I'm thinking of this in terms of a five outfielder league, by the way, because that changes things quite a bit. Josh Donaldson, yeah. I mean, look, a few weeks ago I had him in my first round. I think that was because I knew I wouldn't be able to get him in the third round.
Yeah. Jose Altuve.
Well, I don't know how I feel about Donaldson anymore, because I kind of see what you were saying. Like, how can you have a 260 hitter be a first-round pick?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about Donaldson or Rendon. I think it's pretty close for me. Mm-hmm. And Altuve, I'm pretty sure I'm taking Ellsbury ahead of Altuve.
Look, five outfield of the league, Ellsbury, how many steals is he going to end up with? In the 50s?
This year or next year?
No, not there. 40s?
Because he's got 37 right
now. Yeah,
okay. So let's say 40s.
Which is also a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But
he hit third a lot. I don't know
that's
to do with it.
That's part of what has to do with it, and it's kind of, he had a 39 steal season with the Red Sox, a healthy one. Like, you know, that 15 steal difference, it's hard to predict when he's going to be on the right end of that.
But if you get 280 to 290 with 15 homers, 40 steals, and the runs come up, if the Yankees lineup is any better next year. That, to me, sounds like a second-round pick for sure.
Yeah. No, it might be worth looking into again. Another one I thought of is who I had in my first two rounds was Michael Brantley. And I do think he definitely deserves to go ahead of Ellsbury in points leagues, but maybe not Roto.
All right, fair enough. Injuries, news, and notes. The Mets are shutting down David Wright for the season due to his shoulder injury. He has rotator cuff inflammation and still may need surgery. And is he going to be a bounce-back candidate or just forget it? Can they have like a Ryan Zimmerman-type season?
I have him 11th at third base for next year, two spots ahead of Zimmerman. So that's kind of, well, I'm certainly not counting on a bounce-back from him, but it's not completely burying him and saying this is the end of his career either. They don't think he's going to need surgery. And because it's a shoulder, I take that as a good sign, not a bad sign. If it was bone spurs somewhere, probably just want him to go ahead and have the surgery. But
I already know which third baseman I'm targeting next year. So
I will
thank you guys not to draft him.
Who is it?
Nolan Arenado.
He's fourth.
Oh, really?
You're going to have to draft him early, at least if my rankings hold up.
See, because I kind of felt like he wouldn't go that high.
He may not when push comes to shove, but I'm going to campaign for him to go that high.
Damn it. How about you?
I don't really have one in the bag, you know.
Well, how do you feel about Arenado?
Yeah, I'm not that high on him.
Why?
I'm not sure I trust him to he's advanced this year. I'm just not sure he's going to make another leap.
But I don't know that he has to.
Right. If he played all year, where would he rank at third base?
18 home runs in 107 games, so he's a 25 homer guy already. He strikes out like one every eight at-bats at Coors Field. That's like a cinch .300 batting average.
Yeah, that seems top five to me.
Yeah.
This year would have been.
Yeah, well, it's hard to adjust per game stats in Roto as opposed to points. It's easy to do in points. You just divide points by games played, and you can see where he ranks. In points leagues, he was third best. He's been the third best third baseman this year, behind only Rendon and Donaldson, whom are 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, and I'm assuming you have Beltre ahead of him.
Yeah, that would be number 3.
Drew Smyly done for the year. Innings limit. Dustin Pedroia may not play again this year because of a hand injury. Brock Holt's going to play second base when he is healthy. Did he come back today? He was ill. Jamal Weeks could play there too, but it's going to be Brock Holt when he's not sick. Masahiro Tanaka could start next weekend. Would you guys trust him?
Honestly, no.
Scott?
Nope.
Ryan Braun was scratched last night, and his thumb seems to be getting worse.
And today, or tonight is also.
Also scratched tonight?
Yeah.
He's got this thumb injury, and he is the number 27 outfielder in points leagues this year, but number 49 in Roto. Just not enough homers or steals.
And it was a front-loaded season. It's been, since about June 1st, it's been not mixed league caliber production.
Josh Hamilton still out with the shoulder injury, and the Angels are starting to get worried. Josh Harrison returned. Brett Gardner still out with the abdominal strain. Martin Prado remained out with a hamstring injury. That was, of course, on Tuesday. Jared Burton got a save at Cleveland for Minnesota with Glenn Perkins out with a neck injury. For you Daily League guys and girls, Wellington Castillo, the Cubs catcher, has thrown out 10 of the last 12 attempted base stealers. Edwin Encarnacion DH'd on Tuesday. He still has a quad injury, but played through it, had three hits, I think. Dylan Axelrod likely out for the year, Reds starting pitcher. Evan Gattis could be back Friday. Greg Holland close to returning. J.J. Hardy could be back Friday. Will Middlebrooks left Tuesday's game with an illness.
The heck is going on with those Red Sox?
Yeah,
everybody's
spreading.
Sick.
Dustin Ackley has bone spurs in his ankle, but could return this weekend. Joaquin Benoit should be back soon. And Craig Gentry, Oakland outfielder, suffered a concussion on Tuesday. Let's look at the two-star pitchers for Fantasy Week 25. Do you guys have internet access? That's what I need
look
to
at this.
Know.
This is...
You do? All right. You might have to run this segment here because I'm having some major wireless problems.
Very sorry to hear that. All right. Well, and again, I'm just refreshing here.
Oh, careful.
I know. Yeah, that could be a problem. Oh, I got it. All right. Okay. So in terms of...
endearment?
No, that's not where I was going with
okay.
this. But in terms of pitchers that are available out there, well, let's talk about some bench guys, because John Lackey is almost universally owned, but benched in a lot of leagues, but he's got two home starts. Love that for Lackey.
Oh, nice.
He's got versus the... Oh, and look at these matchups. Versus the Brewers, who can't win right now, and the Reds, who can't hit.
Good. Very true. True
so,
on both fronts.
I'm liking Lackey.
Come on, Brewers. Got to make the playoffs.
Irvin Santana, home versus the Nats and the Mets. What say you, Braves fan?
I say after the start he just had against the Nationals, it'd have to be a points league just, you know, for the accumulation of innings in a two-start week. That's the only way I'd start him.
He might be a borderline guy for me too, given how it's gone lately. Willy Peralta. At St. Louis, at Pittsburgh, pretty...
I don't see why not.
Pretty bearish on him. I don't know, y'all. He's not been so good lately.
No, I guess not, but St. Louis can't hit. Pittsburgh
can
kind of win. Yeah. Like, would you go with like a one-star Sonny Gray or a two-star Peralta?
I'd go with one-star Sonny Gray.
Me too.
All righty, then. We got Mark Burley at Baltimore at the Yankees. I don't think so.
Never. He's like 1-12 against the Yankees.
Dan Heron at the Rockies 13. At the Cubs. I don't think so.
No.
No way. No way.
You know, I like that. I'll tell you why. Because I could see people being tempted to start Dan Heron. Because he's pitched very well. But also feeling sick about it. And now that he has the at Colorado start, it just makes the decision so much easier.
Absolutely.
It does.
Absolutely. Some interesting ones here. Okay, it's A.J. Burnett at the Padres, at the A's. So pretty good matchups right now, but I don't trust him.
How could you trust your fantasy championship to A.J. Burnett?
I couldn't.
Hey, I've done it to Bruce Chen before, and it worked out.
Would you do it
idiocy?
A.J.
Is that
Burnett?
Like... No.
Chen was pitching well that year, though.
And he was a SPARP. That was the whole key to the thing.
Gotcha.
Like, two-start SPARP versus a iffy closer, even if it's Chen.
All right, now I'm going to get to the guys that we'd be getting Twitter questions about, the real guys that could be available. Jared Kozart, I tried to pick him up in every league that I'm still viable in, and he wasn't available in any of them.
What?
But, yeah, he's available on 45% of the...
He's owned in the Spectacular?
Yeah,
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, who's winning?
Joe Pulido is, got him, by the way.
I'm winning. Scott? I took the lead over Al in our two-week matchup. Thanks to Thanks to Hector Santiago,
hey.
Another two-start Sparp start.
Really? He gave you enough? Did he win?
I guess he won.
The win. Hey, he pitched 5 1/3.
He did. 18-point win. I'll take it.
That's so cheap. So what else? What else?
All right. So Cozart is at the Mets, at home versus the Nationals. I like him.
All right.
So if he's in your league, go get him. Ryan Vogelsong at the Diamondbacks, at the Padres. Matchups don't get too much better than that.
He's so bad on the road,
though. But he's, well, yeah. But, yeah, I'm not trusting Vogelsong.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not, no.
But oh, okay.
You can't ask for better matchups. You can.
So you'd rather have Cozart
then? You won't
get
them. I'd rather have Cozart.
Okay.
Drew Hutchison at Baltimore, at the Yankees.
Never.
Nah. This here's another one I like. Vance Worley, home against the Red Sox and Brewers. I like it.
Really?
Not as much as Cozart. And he hasn't been as good as Cozart, but...
You wonder if Ortiz is going to play. No DH.
Yeah. Probably miss at least one or two games.
Probably.
Well, can you start David Ortiz next week?
I think you can. I think so.
Albert?
All right. Few more real quick then.
His name's not Albert.
I know.
I'm rolling with it. All right. I'm going to go Herc on this one. Odrysam or Despinage?
Despinage.
Despagne. At home versus the Phillies and Giants.
How about Despagne?
You could say that.
Yay or nay? Who is he? Despagne or Despagne?
Despagne.
Yeah. So who are some guys to pick up? We keep saying no to everyone.
Well,
I like Worley. I like
Cozart.
And... Okay, we're just going to throw out two more. Actually, no, Scott, because I just cut you off.
Oh, no, that's fine. Did you talk about Hutchison yet?
Yeah.
We just dismissed him quickly.
Dismissed him. Yeah, you're right. There's not, if you get into the percentages where
it's bad,
they might actually be available, I'm not seeing anything I want too much here. I mean, you're going to start Odorizzi. You're going to start Shoemaker. You're going to start DeGrom, who's the bomb. Those, I think it's pretty straightforward. You start them, but among the fringy types, yeah, I'm not seeing a lot I like either.
That's why I was so bummed I couldn't get Cozart. He's really the only one of the guys you'd think who were available that I really feel confident about. Worley would be sort of second best, and then third guy throw out there, if I'm really, I won't say desperate, but just very motivated to get a second start in and take a little more risk, TJ House. At Houston, at Minnesota.
I feel like I would trust Vogelsong on the road more with those matchups. Because I just don't think you can ask for better matchups.
You can't.
At Arizona, at San Diego.
Yeah.
How about you, Scott? Vogelsong or House?
I think I'd go Vogelsong also. I mean, he got rocked his last time, but he was on a nice run before then. And he's been on a nice run really most of the season. I think he's okay. I think he's okay in that Wei and Chen sort of way, except with the worst win-loss record.
So tell me this. Who out of those fringy two-star pitchers would you start over a one-start Yasmero Petit at the Padres?
Cozart. Well, I'm not even sure. He's the only one I'd even consider.
You know, I think I would start Vogelsong over him and Cozart. And Willy Peralta.
Well, mention guys that we've talked about, I would start Lackey over him.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Lackey, sure. I think, and it's a thing like, I've used this roto versus head-to-head points thing at times before. It's you really have to guard the ERA and whip so much in roto that you can't afford for either of those starts to be bad. Like, it's a net loss if one of those starts is bad, but in head-to-head... A bad start still usually gives you positive points, so you don't guard against it as much.
Right.
But I feel like Petit you'd only own in a head-to-head league, so
I don't really
feel like you need to make that distinction. Yeah, I think so. I don't think he's – because you don't – there's not as many pitchers owned to begin with usually, and because his relief pitcher eligibility is such a big part of his value, I don't think too many Roto owners are going after him right now.
I would just, you know, maybe I'm in the minority, but especially with the matchups he has left, I would. I did say one more guy, and actually I'm going to make it two, just because we're getting asked about one in particular. Tyler Matzek has actually been very good lately.
Yeah.
Scoreless in the last two starts, but I think, if I recall, I think he's had pretty good matchups. He has the Dodgers at home, the D-backs at home.
I don't like at home to begin with.
Yeah. You said you do or you don't?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't. Coors Field? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I thought
that's... I like any pitcher there.
So, yeah, so I'm going to pass on Matzek, even though he's been getting a whole lot of ground balls lately. And last thing I'll throw out, Roenis Elias at the Angels, at the Astros. If I trusted that he was really going to get two starts, I'd throw him in that mix. But he's on innings limit. I think that, you know, who knows, maybe Taiwan Walker, somebody could get a spot start in there to preserve Elias's innings. So I would not pick him up.
Roenis Elias had a 2.39 ERA in August. So far, a 1.64 ERA in two September starts. But Elias has not pitched more than six innings since June 17th.
Oh, it's Hector Santiago-ing it.
Yeah, pretty much. So with that said, let's move on to eight up and none down. Eight up number one is Joe Mauer.
Are you serious?
Totally serious. I was just riffing, putting down players. You know, I could have put them into different categories or whatever, but
yeah,
not today, buddy.
It's September.
Eight up number one is Joe Mauer. Since coming off the DL, he's batting .289 with a .405 on base and a .443 slugging with two home runs and 18 RBI, 19 walks and 18 strikeouts and seven doubles. So in that time period, Mauer is the number two catcher in fantasy. But number 10, first baseman in points, number 11 in Roto. So I look at him, and I wonder if he's really capable of doing much better than this. I mean, look, .289, he could still hit above .300.
Yeah.
But as a first baseman, where are you going to rank him next year?
Well, lower than 11th even, so I don't really see what he's done during this stretch as like a referendum on him, on his value for next year. There's just so many players at the position,
yeah,
that are you're going to have to rank ahead of him. I think I put him about, because I actually did this, the columns haven't come out yet, but I wrote a column where I ranked the first baseman for next year, and I think he came in about 17th, 18th, something like that, which is the same range that Chris Davis is.
I was going to ask, who do you like better next year?
Well, for Roto, probably Davis. For head-to-head, probably Mauer, but it's you can make the argument for either in either format, I think.
How about Joe Panik, 8-up number 2? 31% owned. Last 28 days, Joe Panik's batting .406. He went 5-for-5 yesterday. He's the number 7 second baseman in points, number 4 in Roto in the last 28 days. Can Joe Panik win me a championship? Not me, but win other people a championship?
In a league where singles count for 10 points, absolutely.
So you're not buying it?
No.
I mean, look, Pedroia owners need a replacement right now.
I'd rather go for Jose Ramirez, who's I think at least is available, maybe less available actually. Or I'm sorry, I mean more available.
How about Jeanette?
I would definitely rather have Jeanette too.
Yeah,
I think he can hit for at least as high of an average, give you a little bit of power.
That said, Joe Panik's my starting shortstop on that same score sheet team where I have Wei and Chen. That said,
it's a good week for you.
That's 2014 league. So let's put everything into context there.
Corey Spangenberg and Michael Franco. Spangenberg batting .364, .391, .682 in 22 at-bats. Franco has three straight starts. Had a good game yesterday. These guys worth picking up in non-dynasty or keeper leagues?
Or NL only?
Yeah. Mixed league.
Non-NL only?
Are they mixed league material?
No, not yet. No. Franco could be very soon, but not yet.
I don't trust playing time for either.
Yeah.
Eight up number 5 is Alejandro Deaza. 19% owned. Two homers yesterday for the Orioles at Boston. Five-game hitting streak with a steal in there.
I think it might be up to 6 now.
Six-game hitting streak.
Everybody on the Orioles is getting hits today.
If I had internet, I'd look up the box score. I think I have internet now.
You know who's not getting it? Whoever the Orioles are playing. Because of Wei and Chen.
It's 10-1. Let's see how... Xander Bogaerts homered again.
Yep.
Are you starting him or what? He's hitting very well lately.
Yeah, I mean, he is startable.
Yeah.
Alejandro Diaz is 1-for-4 with an RBI, a run scored, and another steal. 2020 guy last year.
Yep.
It's too late for him. It's too late for this, Adam.
Okay. Eight up number six is Jordy Mercer. 3 home runs in his last 7 games, a double and an RBI on Tuesday, 40% owned, 7 hits in his last 4 games. He's been hot.
Yeah, he has, and he's somebody who I would target over Joe Panic if I needed a middle infielder. Al mentioned Jose Ramirez. I might put Wilmer Flores in that category, too. He has cooled off again, but he was on an impressive run here to begin September, and I think brings a little more to the table than Panic does.
Yasmani Grandal, he's 8 up number 7. He homered Monday, 2 doubles Tuesday, and playing more first base lately. So 14% owned, 2 catcher league. You like Grandal?
Oh, I think he's startable as a second catcher, especially now he's playing a little bit more often. That was my biggest reservation before with him.
And how about Marcell Ozuna?
How about him? You shouldn't have sat him this week. If you listen to that Scott White guy for CBS, you're a bigger idiot than I thought you were.
So you didn't like him this week?
I didn't, no. But he's great.
He's homered in 2 straight. 5-for-7 with 2 home runs and 3 RBI in his last 2 games.
It's going to be part of that made-over Marlins team next year. Big changes.
Are they?
Big changes coming. They're going to sign Jose Reyes and Mark Burley.
The news story this morning was they're going to offer Stanton a record contract for the Marlins.
They're going to give him a record deal?
Well, maybe that too. Maybe that's the sweetener.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's going the Shaq route.
So that's 8 up. How about none down? Okay, that's none down. Rotation time. Michael Wacha, he's going to have Cincinnati next week. Had a bad start at Cincinnati yesterday. What do you think? I mean, do we have to wait to see what happens this weekend?
Yeah, I think you might, actually, because as of right now, I'd be reluctant to start him.
How about Chris Archer next week against the White Sox?
I'm okay with him. I don't think he's automatic, but I'd take him over a lot of those crummy 2-start options we listed off there.
Definitely would, yeah.
How about Andrew Cashner? Is he a must-start Philadelphia next week at home?
Must-start's a little strong, but he's probably in the same category as Archer there. He's pretty much back to form, I think.
We talked about Chris Tillman, and we talked about Irvin Santana. So there goes our rotation. All right, then, how about the fringy starting pitchers? Hiroki Kuroda, roughed up last night at Baltimore this weekend, and then home against Toronto next week. Do we have to see what happens this weekend?
I think you could just plan to sit him.
Yeah.
Hector Santiago has Texas next week.
With 1 start, nah. And you mentioned before, just not pitching deep into games.
Roenis Elias, I think we talked about him at the Angels and at Houston. Is Colin McHugh a must start?
I'd put him in the same category as Archer and Cashner.
I might put him a little higher than that.
I was actually thinking I might put him slightly lower, but yeah, it's the same general neighborhood.
He's winning games now.
He is 5-0 with a 169 ERA in his last 8 starts.
Exactly.
And opponents are slugging .277 off McHugh in those 8 starts. Slugging.
Strikeout rate is good. The walk rate is good. 66% owned. It just blows my mind. He's been good. He's been like Jake Arrieta good, I feel like, and isn't getting nearly as much attention or credit.
Anybody who comes up through the Mets minor league system puts up much better numbers as a major leaguer. It's just a law of nature. This Matt Harvey, DeGrom, Dylan. Well, I guess not Dylan G. Who am I forgetting?
This guy. Well, McHugh.
This guy, of course.
Well, yeah.
But there was one other.
Leave the Mets. Oh,
one other.
All right, well, who? Wheeler?
Wheeler.
There you go. Jason Vargas. Not pitching great lately. He's got Boston this weekend and Detroit at home next week. Detroit got to him last night.
Yep. Pass.
What if he has a good start this weekend?
Nah. Don't trust the consistency.
How about Volquez next week against Milwaukee?
Oh, he's got the Vargas has got the Red Sox. Look what Wei and Chen has done to them.
Yeah. Wei and Chen.
Vargas has the Red Sox this week.
Yes, that's I know.
Yeah. I know you know. How do you feel about Volquez next week?
Not really that interested in him as a one start pitcher.
How about Mike Leake at St. Louis next week?
Ditto for Volquez.
Gotcha.
I don't think I worded that right, but the same thing applies.
How about Trevor Bauer next week at Minnesota, one start?
Nah, I don't like him any better than Volquez or Leake.
These are not one-start pitchers you're naming off here, Adam. Two-start pitchers.
Sometimes you might not have a choice.
Well,
pretty lousy two-star pitchers.
If you don't have a choice, then the choice, you don't have a decision to make.
Go with Archer, Kashner, those guys.
It doesn't matter.
People still want to know if you're confident.
If you don't have a choice, it doesn't matter what we say because you don't have a choice.
One-start Trevor Bauer or two-star Jared Cozart?
Cozart. Not even a contest.
One-star Trevor Bauer. Oh,
I was considering that one, yeah. Yeah, sorry. I'm just not as totally on board with Cozart yet.
Bauer could get more strikeouts in one start
than
Cozart will get in two.
In two.
Let's read some emails at fantasybaseball@cbsi.com. Matt in Wisconsin. Dear Huey, Dewey, and...
You could do it.
Tui Valala?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
The guy
we talked about him yesterday, Adam.
Oh!
Come on.
Nice.
And he debuted last night.
He did.
And he wasn't
was
good.
Terrible.
Oh, wow. That sucks. 12-team head-to-head league. I get to keep three and give up the corresponding rounds pick. So who would you keep from this list? Greg Holland in the fifth. Rizzo in the eighth. Ventura in the 13th. Alex Wood in the 18th. Billy Hamilton in the 19th. Chris Bryant in the 23rd.
Rizzo, Wood, and if steals are worth 2 points in your league as a standard, it's hard to pass up Billy Hamilton there. But if they're not, I think I'd take Bryant as the third one.
No Poppy.
Yeah, no Poppy. He's just... I mean, I don't know if this is a one-and-done thing or if they get to continue to keep these players at a... corresponding rounds for years to come.
Everybody but Hamilton and Ortiz.
What?
Everybody at Hamilton and Ortiz can be kept after next year with no inflation.
Oh, well, then maybe that eliminates the Hamilton thing and just go Bryant.
So Rizzo, Wood, Bryant for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Al?
Yeah, I mean, I think Hamilton could just be worth owning for next year, but... Yeah, it's hard to pass up Bryant. I'm going to agree with Scott there.
Okay. I don't have a name here. This is Peter from Neverland. I need some advice for next week, 10-team points league. Two-start Matzik or a one-start Verlander or a one-start Cologne or a one-start Hector Santiago.
Cologne.
yeah, I agree.
Just the lesser of four evils.
Here's another email that I have no name for. Oh, my gosh. Did I leave it off in last three?
It's a streak.
Come on, man.
Sorry. All right. This is Michael in Haddonfield, Illinois, I think.
You sure it's not Haddonfield, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, these are the emails that you get in your inbox, so.
Oh, I got to check on that one. You guys don't know who that is?
No.
I actually really thought you were just making that up.
No, it's from a movie. Here's the email. Where do you rank Asashi Iwakuma next year? It's got to be top 15, right?
Not gotta. I'm actually guessing just a few spots below that.
But yeah,
could be 15th.
Until we actually line the names up, it's hard to say. But I think he was 16th for me going into this year, and I would guess he's going to be somewhere similar.
Oh, so. Haddonfield.
Illinois. New Jersey? Huh.
And that would be...
Who knew?
Michael Myers from the movie Halloween.
Oh.
Hails from...
Well, I hope. I'm glad he's turned his attention to fantasy baseball.
What did you say about... I know, right? Instead of killing people? What did you say about Iwakuma? Where are you ranking him?
Probably in the... I'm saying probably in the 15 to 20 range.
Yep. That's what I was thinking, too. That's where I have him right now.
And the last one is from... Man, this is a tough game. Last email is from Dana from New York City. Hello, Peter, Ray, and Egon.
Sticking with the Ghostbusters theme there. I see what you did.
There is slime in my bathtub, and Oscar is gone. I need to pick four keepers, max 2 years, in my standard 12-team 5x5 roto league. Three outfielders, though. So, who should I... What?
This wasn't pre-screened.
No. All right. Adam Jones, 21st round. No, 21st pick. Overall. 21st overall. Felix Hernandez, 21st overall. I can't keep both. Freddie Freeman, 45th overall. Altuve, 93rd overall. Hanley Ramirez, 69th. Samardzija, 124th. Springer, 165th. Smiley, 165th. Vargas, Kenneth Vargas, last pick. Mookie Betts, last pick.
You know, for this job, you really need to be sharp on your 12s tables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because overall pick number means nothing to me.
12 times 7.
84.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's funny. This job has made me better at multiplying and dividing by 12.
All right, so you can keep four?
Yeah.
Or she, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dana's keeping four here.
All right, well, I want...
Dana DeMuth, actually.
Just Dana from... What's her last name? Barros? Barrett?
I think Barrett, yeah.
There you go.
Janos! It was Janos! All right, sorry, good.
Hanley, Springerdinger, Mookie Betts. And I got to pick one of these really good guys. Oh, I think I'll go Altuve. That's good value.
So what did you say?
Altuve, Hanley, Springer, Betts.
You're leaving out, oh no, you said Springer. Okay, yeah, that works for me. That's good. It's a good list.
I think I'd rather have Freeman in the fourth than Hanley in the sixth.
Freeman in the fourth than Hanley in the sixth.
In fact, I think I'd rather have Adam Jones in the second than Hanley in the sixth.
Guys hate Hanley.
You know what? You talked me into Freeman.
I want a stud.
I don't know about Jones. I'll take Freeman instead of Hanley. Hanley.
Hanley's going to get paid next year, Al.
I don't know.
You know what's going to happen?
Operation Shutdown?
He's going to have a lot of money. Now, I'm worried about him getting paid. He's one guy
I'm worried
about
him just in general.
Yeah.
I mean.
30-year-old middle infielder.
He was on a downward trend before last year. Played like Babe Ruth.
Sure did.
And then sucked again this year. I mean, relatively speaking, he sucked.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do it for us. Back on Monday to help you set your lineup again as we react to the weekend stuff. Remember to email us, tweet us, call us, visit us if you have any fantasy questions. We'll try to help you out. Good luck, everybody. Talk to you Monday.